How willing are we to follow Christ? The Church today remembers two of the most important people in the foundation of Christianity, St. Peter and St. Paul. They came from different backgrounds. Both were young men, about 30 years old, when called by Christ. Peter was a rough fisherman, like a rock, stubborn, married, who denied Jesus three times. We might compare Peter to a fisherman of today, taking tourists from San Francisco out on the ocean to catch marlin. Paul was an educated Pharisee with Roman citizenship, who studied under one of the most prominent rabbis of the time, Gamaliel. We might compare Paul today to a college-educated young man with his PhD. Both experienced conversion moments that changed their lives. Jesus called Peter to follow him. Peter was slow to understand, wavered in his commitment, denied Jesus, but finally said yes. After the resurrection, Jesus appeared to Peter and asked him, "Peter, do you love me? Then feed my sheep." Paul's conversion was different from Peter's. After the resurrection, Jesus appeared in a blinding light to Paul on the road to Damascus. He asked Paul, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Paul answered, "Who are you, Lord?" "I am Jesus you are persecuting." After their conversions, they never looked back, but they devoted their lives to witness the resurrection of Jesus. Peter apparently became the bishop of Antioch for a time, building a Christian community there. Once he was imprisoned and miraculously escaped, he traveled to Rome and became the rock upon which Christ founded his church. His steadfast faith helped form Christian communities and hold them together. Today he and other popes are called Pontifex Maximus, the greatest bridge builders who unify and bring people together. Paul made three missionary journeys through Syria, southern Turkey, and Greece. He traveled through harsh, rocky environments on foot to reach remote communities where he tenaciously established the church. The land through which he traveled was a haven for pirates and bandits. He was shipwrecked three times, stoned once. Finally, after his arrest in Jerusalem, he was taken to Rome. They both experienced martyrdom in Rome under Emperor Nero, somewhere around the year 68. Peter was crucified and his body buried where St. Peter's Basilica stands today. Paul was beheaded near a fontain today called Tre Fontaine. They maintained a close relationship with the risen Christ. Otherwise, they could not have carried out their mission. As Paul stated, "I no longer live, but Christ lives in me." They were bridge builders, formers of community, and evangelizers. They did not only speak and teach, but listened. They forgot about their self-importance and committed themselves to the noble cause of spreading the good news of Jesus. Had not these two different men from dissimilar walks of life been converted and tirelessly worked to spread the message of Jesus, I wonder if Christianity would have survived. Pope Leo, in his recent video address to the people of Chicago, spoke to young people. He invited those watching and hearing him to become beacons of hope in a world often burdened by division and despair. He continued speaking to the youth. the world looks to you to announce the message of true hope and to promote peace. Peter and Paul were both young men when they took up the challenge to follow Christ. From their commitment, Christ's church spread. We look at ourselves. We may have been weak Christians who denied Jesus several or many times, as did Peter. We may have done things we regret, like Paul helping with the stoning of Saint Stephen. Perhaps there has been a conversion moment when we realized we were on the wrong path. We may have had the humility to acknowledge our error and return to following Christ. Perhaps a special work has been placed in our hearts, like protection of the environment or diffusing polarization. Christ can work through us if we remain close to Christ. Then the witness of our lives can bring hope and healing to the world. Jesus asks us, "Who do you say that I am?" We respond, "You are the Christ." We hear Christ say to us, "Come, follow me."